We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dav Yibam Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov B'Pirchus Eliyo. We are in Kalim Perik Yudala Mishnah Beis. Makil She'asa Obar Osho Masmer K'min Chazyana Tame. This is a wooden stick. Wooden stick by itself would not mean Mekabel Toma. But at the edge, at the Rosh, there is a Masmer. Little means a nail. But here, it's a nail K'min Chazyana. It's like a knob or like a ball. So now, this is like a police baton, but there's a piece of metal at the end. Tame, it's Mekabel Toma, because the primary part of the Kli is the piece of metal at the end. And metal, even if it's light, is Mekabel Toma. So the whole Kli, the whole Makel is Mekabel Toma. Bar Tuna tells you what this is. Nohagim la'asos barosha makel kimin tapuach shel barzel. At the edge of the wooden stick, they'd make like an apple, literally, out of iron. V'huanikra chaziana. That's what this chaziana is in the Mishnah. V'chol avdei melech mitzrayim hayom. And nowadays, he lived in Italy, Rav Avadah Bar Tanura, but he says he can tell you that in his time, the servants of the king of Egypt at that time would carry these batons, these maklos, all around. Upamim shenoatzim bahem masmerim. And what would they do very often? It wasn't enough to have a wooden stick, but they'd put on these metal balls at the end. Kadesha yaku bahem makar rabba v'kasha. So it would be very painful, more painful than just being hit by wood. So that is Mekabel Toma, because the primary part of the Kli is the metal, which can be flat and Mekabel Toma anyway. What about Simro? Simro means you put spikes, metal spikes, not a ball of metal, but metal spikes at the edge of a wooden stick. Also Tome. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ache Yasebo Shlosha Sedarim. He believes that it's only Mekabel Toma, this wooden makel with spikes, if there are a minimum of 3 rows of spikes on it. Less than that, we assume that the spikes are not there for a weapon, but rather because it's just there to beautify the makel, to beautify the stick. When you have 3 rows of spikes, so then it serves the same purpose as the chaziana masmer. It's made out of metal, of course. The primary part is to use it as a weapon. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And then the Mishnah says regarding everybody, everyone agrees, v'chulon she'asa on lenoi tahorin. Everyone agrees regarding whether using spikes or this metal knob, the metal spikes, the metal knob, if it's very clear that it was there to beautify the stick, maybe that small, therefore they won't hurt people that much anyway. They look like a decoration, like an ornament. So then, tahor, and then it's not Mekabel Toma. It's very clear that they're not the main part of the stick. They're just there for decoration. Asa'ab b'rosho meinekes. Bar Tanura says meinekes is kimin shifoferes shel mateches. It's like a tube made out of metal. V'hichnis ba'as ha'makel. And you put the stick into it. So this is a walking stick. And a person, instead of just walking with a wooden stick at the bottom, which is touching the ground to protect it from the stick from getting ruined from the ground, you put a ball, some type of metal at the edge of it. So, or this tube at the edge of it. V'chein badela, same thing. Let's say you attach a metal tube to the bottom of a door. Think about like the fiberglass sukkos. You know, you slide, have those metal tubes at the bottom of the wall. Also, to protect the wood or whatever it is, to protect the sukkah door or wall from the ground. So in all of these cases, tahora, we assume the stick or the door are Torah, not Mekabel Toma, because the primary part is the wood. The tube that's there is just to protect the stick when someone's walking, or the tube that's there under the wall of the door is there to protect it from the ground. Haisa kli v'chibrolo. Let's say this metal tube was a separate kli. Meaning you're using it as a tube, this shfoferes, you can use a metal tube for something, and then you decide, so originally it was used as a kli, and now you attach it to the chibolo, you attach it to a stick, and now you attach it to the tubes, then in tamea. Then it still can be Mekabel Toma, since originally it was its own kli that was susceptible to Toma, and it didn't change it at all. All you did was just attach it to a stick or attach it to the door, so it's Mekabel Toma now as well. At what point would we say that this metal tube is Torah, is not Mekabel Toma? What kind of change do you have to make to it so that it's no longer the same kli and it's not Mekabel Toma? You have to destroy it. Once it's destroyed, then it's certainly changed, and it can't be used for its original purpose, so therefore it's not Mekabel Toma anymore. Beisil Omim Meshei Chaber. He says it'll be Torah when it is chibur, it's really fastened to, let's say with using nails to the stick or the door. The case we spoke about was this tube. So you stuck, it was, had a hole in it, this metal ball, whatever it is, metal tube, and you stuck the stick into it. The same thing when it comes to the door. You have these metal pieces, you slide them in so the door in and out. So if that's the way it is, so then it follows the halacha we had previous in the Mishnah. But if Says Basil, but now you want to know when is it no longer Mekabel Tumah. So he says, it's not if you're going to fasten it now to the stick or the door with nails, then it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. Now, we said before that if it's attached to the tubes attached to a stick as a walking stick or to the door, it's Tahorah. The whole thing is Tahor because the door or the stick is the main part. That's true, but here we're discussing where the tube originally was its own kli. And only afterwards, then you attach it to a door or a stick. So then we said that it still retains its status and its tamea unless you destroy it. How do you destroy it? Beishamah says, you really have to destroy it. Beisil says, no, it's no longer a kli. Once you, even though it was tamea originally, and it normally would retain that status even if you attach it to something, but not if you fasten it to the door or the stick with nails. Once you do that, then it can be used for its original purpose, whatever you're using it for by itself. So now it's only attached to the door or the stick, and therefore it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Gimel. Hakantar Shel Banoi. Banoi is a builder. This is, says the Bar Tanura, Perusho Bo Shehu Shevet Umatesh Abazo, some type of rod, some type of stick of metal. Shabanoim Chotchim Bo Esakosa. What do they use this for? So they use this to break walls if they need. So you need a piece of metal to break a wall. This is what he's using this metal rod to break a wall with it. Vahadakor Shel Charash, or a spike of a charash. Dakor from the word Lidkor means to stab. Bar Tanura says, Yaseid, it's a peg, kamo yachpor bedeka v'yichase, which is a reference to a Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. So it's a type of peg, also made out of metal. Carpenters used to make hole in the wood. So these two metal utensils, hare elu tmeim, they're mekabel tumah. You'll say, what's the chiddush here? So some of the farshim say, these have handles that are made out of wood. Nonetheless, since the main part, we'll say, is the metal, so therefore they're mekabel tumah. Yistos ohalim, these are the pegs for the tent, where you want to pin the tent to the ground. Or v'yistos hamisho. The pegs that are used by Bar Tanura says, Modidei Hakarka, those who are measuring the land, Lachlukas Achim, in order to divide up an estate for brothers where the father passed away, Noatzim Yisedos Bekarka, they take these pegs, these metal pegs, stick them in the ground, the Koshim Bochevla Modidim, and they tie a rope to it. You're not making a tent, those are the previous pegs. Here you're using this to survey the land, and this way you can measure in order to measure to see what each brother is going to receive in the estate. So these are two types of pegs so far, says the Mishnah Tmeos. You'll say, what's the chiddush? They're pegs. They're being used as pegs. They're metal. They don't need a base kibble. The answer is they're attached to the ground. You hammer them into the ground. So anything you know that's mechul karka typically has the status of karka. So they know people are eventually going to pull them out and use it for another purpose. Therefore, they don't have the status of mechul karka, and they are mekabel tumah. Shal shelis shel mashochos. This is a surveyor's chain. This is also tamea. It's mekabel tumah, even though that's attached to pegs that are attached to the ground, also because that shalshalos, that chain is going to be moved. Says the Bar Tanura, fisha in the medidas achevel yesh avel. Meaning, what he's pointing out is, why would I use this shalshalos? Why would I use this chain? Because if I use a rope, you can run into problems of somewhat type of deception. Because it's a rope, you may end up pulling it and stretching it a little bit more for this than for the other, and you're not going to get an even piece of land for each person. That's why they would make a chain. A chain is easier to work with, a chain of metal. This way it's not going to stretch. We say that's mekabel tumah, even though it's attached to the ground or attached to the pegs in the ground. Nonetheless, it's going to be removed. But if you have a chain that's made for tying wood, bundles of wood, or to measure wood, pieces of wood, that chain, although it's metal, is tor, because why would that be tor? So Bar Tanura says, v'hashal sheles asuya le'etzim litshor bo chavila shel etzim, either to tie bundles of wood or limdot by etzim to measure them, sheyesh mikomos shemochim etzim b'midav lo b'malei chevel. People will sell wood, and it depends on you'd measure with the rope or the like. So this shall shell us ham yuchedes lekach tahora. Why is it tahora? It's metal. Metal should be mekabel tumah, even if it doesn't have a base kibel. De'havya kimateches hamishameshes. So eights. It doesn't have its own name. This is really just secondary to the eights. The eights is the wood that you want, that you're measuring. I'm just using this to measure that. Claims the Bar Tanura, it's secondary to that, and therefore it's tahor, it's not mekabel tuma. Shalsheles deli gadol. Oh, one other point about the one could make the argument. What do you mean? The fact that I'm using to measure wood. Why would I say that that's considered secondary to the wood? It's not part of the same kli. It's its own kli. So other mefarshim explain no, because it's called the shalsheles of wood. It doesn't have. Remember, we go back. It has a shem levi. It has an accompanying name. It doesn't have its own independent name. Therefore, even though it's metal, it's not mekabel tuma. Shalsheles deli gadol arba tfachim. Here I have a chain of a large bucket people use to draw water, let's say. So up to the length of four tfachim, that's closest to the bucket, is susceptible to tuma, as the bucket is, of course, because that, even that's wood, that is a mekabel tuma because there's a receptacle. But the rest of the shalshal, the rest of the metal chain beyond four tfachim, is not mekabel tuma because you don't need that. Vishal katan asara, but let's say it's a small bucket, so there you'll need a longer chain in order to move that around. So therefore, up to 10 tfachim are mekabel tuma, like the bucket is. But then, because those are the typical chains people would use for small buckets. Chamor shel napachim tamei. This is a chamor, means a donkey. But the Bar Tanura says ha'etz shehamapuach shel napachim rocheiv alav nikra chamor. Yeah, it's the wood, the stand that the mapuch, the blacksmith, is literally riding upon, is called the chamor. Kach pishuli rabosai. So that's one explanation. He gives another explanation. Whatever it is, the bottom line is the stand of the blacksmith is tamei, it's mekabel tuma. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that this stand is usually made of wood, but the one we're talking about is made of metal, and since it's made of metal, it's going to be tamei. Migeira she'asah shineha besoch hachor tamei. A person, speaking about a saw, we had a megera in the past. Shinayim, of course, are the teeth of the saw. Someone made the teeth of a tamei saw, and this was the saw was already tamei, and he made them beso chachor, placed them into an opening. So what does that mean? So some of the Shinayis have a picture of this. You basically took, imagine the lintel of a door. So on the lintel of the door, there's a beam, and there's a little hole, a little opening in the beam all the way across the lintel, the top of the door. And you're able to slide a saw into that. And the spikes of the saw, the teeth of the saw, are facing downward. Why would you want that when you're walking into a room? So the answer is, hopefully it's torn off, and you're not going to hit it. But you're going to take what you do is you take your wood, instead of taking the saw and moving it back and forth on the wood. Here I can take the wood and move it back and forth on the saw. That's not nailed into the ceiling, nailed into the lintel, but it's slid into the lintel. So here, if I move wood back and forth on that saw, the saw is stable, and now I move the wood back and forth, so I'm able to cut it in that way. So therefore, tamea and the yerusha sel shineh besochachor, it's mekabel tuma. It could still be used as a saw. Asar milamaton lemalon, but if I put it in the lintel the opposite way, where the teeth can't be used because they're up in that little slit, and facing down is the top of the saw, which can't be used at all, then towards that it's not mekabel tuma. V'chol kisuyim tahorim, and all kisuyim, all metal covers of kelim are tahor, because the cover is also has a shem levi. It doesn't have its own independent name. It's identified by the fact that it's a cover of the particular kli, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Chutz mishel mecham, except to the cover of an urn, that cover is a kli that's used by itself, and therefore Bar Tanura says not only that, he says v'chol kayotze bo, anything like that, like the cover of an urn. Sheyesh lo shein bifnei atzmo, it has its own name. Umishtamshin bo bifnei atzmo, and it can be used by itself. Kigabo kimo kisur shel teni shel rofim, we had this before. The cover of the teni of that basket, and if it's used by doctors, this non lebe perek tabas ad, we had in the 12th perek. Everyone agrees that is tamei. They put the medication in there, they use it, it has its own purpose.